If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to Comic Book Club. I'm Alex, and we've got another bonus episode for you here with some big, not exactly breaking news because it came out a little while ago, but it is very cool news for fans of British comics in particular. 2000 AD, the storied, long-running periodical, I guess we can call it a periodical, ask our guest in a second, is going to be coming out more frequently and quicker. Quicker is probably the better word. In America, it's going to be 2 weeks different from the British release, which is really cool. And here to talk about it, we have the marketing manager for 2000 AD, Steve Morris, and the brand manager for 2000 AD, Michael Mocher. Steve, Michael, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much. It's wonderful to be here.
Not to call you out immediately, but we were talking about this right before you got on. What is the difference between a marketing manager and a brand manager?
Mike, I am more strategic, big bunny ear strategic. Mm-hmm. There we go. That's basically it, I think.
Yeah, I'm more week to week, day to day, and Mike is more the long term and the planning for future. We could argue.
Gotcha. Well, as people who have read 2000 AD probably know, it's been coming out forever. All of the different books have been coming out forever, but we have gotten them very much on a delay here on the other side of the pond. Talk to me about it, and I would love to get as wonky as you want to get, because I was reading through some of the publishing plans, and I thought it was very interesting to see what's involved in actually making this align. So from your perspective, what was involved? Like, what actually had to happen to make sure that you could get this 2 weeks away instead of, what was it previously, a month, 3 months?
3 months.
3 months.
That's yeah. Right. The one thing that needed to happen was that Diamond needed to go. let's be brutally honest about this. What precipitated this was obviously the pandemic, the impact that had on comics, and then the slow knock-on effect that had with Diamond. And massive shout out to our colleague Owen Johnson, who's our sales manager. He has been relentless on this, because basically when Diamond stopped shipping out books, the supply was cut off. What used to happen is we would work with Diamond UK, who are a separate company. And they would ship our books across to the States. They'd get put on a train or a truck and taken to Diamond US. So that supply was completely cut off. And we were very aware that we had a relatively small but very dedicated fandom that was desperate for this stuff. You know, long suffering, because these things would go missing you know, the number of shipments where we'd get notification it had arrived at the dock and then nobody would ever see it again. So, you know, absolute fair play to them for sticking with us during that. But so Owen very much worked like a dog trying to find a solution, and really the solution was printing in the States.
Mm.
So that's what's allowed us finally to be able to offer 2000 AD as near to day and date as we possibly can. We're distributed through Luna. And that means that it's going to be in people's hands just 2 weeks after the UK publishing date, which is, I mean, I can't tell you, it's fantastic. I think, and you know, Steve can talk a bit more about this. I think the key thing is the weekly element. You know, that it's not coming in those packs. Stores can put it on their shelves. You know, they can double dip so that there's one on the shelf for someone to pick up and get hooked. Because this is pull list fodder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is ideal for pull list. You want the customer coming in every week for their new comics and hopefully spending more money. So having that reason to keep coming in and coming in and coming in, it's perfect. But yeah, Steve, you talk a bit more about what we've got planned.
This is unprecedented, really, in terms of what the comics market's able to actually do. So 2000AD, as of May the 20th, is going to be in comic stores that order it every single week. On the shelf, as we've noticed, alphabetically, probably next to Absolute Batman seems like a good place to put it. I think that might help. But every single week you can come along, there'll be the new issue. And this is perfect because 2000AD is a weekly comic. Is an anthology with five stories in each issue. So you get 6 or 7 pages of a story each week. Then you come back next week, get the next 6, 7 pages, and so on for however long those stories may last for. So it's basically trying to create a rhythm where every single week you come into the store, you pick up 2000AD, maybe see what else you can find. There's other stuff that's nice. And then you just, every single week, getting absorbed further and further down the rabbit hole that is 2000AD.
Yeah. And just to clarify, because I'll fully cop to being very much a neophyte, I've certainly read and talked to you guys a bunch, but 2000AD is the weekly. You're also getting Judge Dredd magazine, seasonal specials, and a couple of other things are also going to be coming out on the same schedule. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. At the moment, the magazine, which is our monthly title, that's still going to be shipped from the UK. It's not yet going to be available. Going to be printed in the US, but it's something that we are working on. I can't go into numbers, but we were very pleased that the initial orders for 2000AD, the first one through Luna, showed a 50% bump in orders. So we were absolutely delighted about that. Fantastic foundation to build on, I think, and hopefully a significant number of those people are now, as Steve says, absolutely hooked.
This is going to sound very greedy when I ask this question, but why still the 2 week delay? What leads to that?
Essentially, America's quite big, I would say. It's essentially that the 2000AD runs very quickly, so it runs very close to print. So the copies get across printed across in America, then it's just got to basically ship across the country. So I think those 2 weeks are literally to make sure that every state gets their copies at the same time, is my understanding.
It's one of those quirks of history and culture that 2000AD is still essentially a UK newsstand comic. So it goes to press 2 weeks before it's on sale. Now, I know when I've told this to friends who are editors in America, they've gone white and just started sweating profusely. The challenge of getting the files, getting them printed in the States and then shipped, that's kind of not something you can do in 2 weeks on the scales that we're talking about. So we had to build in a little bit extra. But it just means that, you get 2 weeks more excitement about what's coming up in the prog.
I have a very dumb question off of that, just because it's been a really long time since I've been to the UK. Do you still have comic books on newsstands? Because we don't really have that here anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a sort of big chain. So WH Smith's, which was the big one, has just been bought by somebody else and the name has changed to T.G.
Jones now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Big change. But,
we still have corner stores, independent corner stores. Mm-hmm. In fact, the majority of our newsstand sales are through these independent newsagents, where people can go and get a newspaper, a pint of milk, and their copy of 2000 AD. And that's kind of been that way for, well, almost 50 years. Mm-hmm.
You can find it usually at every railway station in the country, every airport in the country tends to have them. They're in major supermarkets, grocery stores. Mm-hmm. So every single major supermarket is now stocking 2000 AD.
I don't know if you have any insight, because this is going in the other direction, but why do you think it is that that culture has stuck around in the UK and not in America? Is it, again, just the size, or is there another reason?
I mean, that's a good question. I think it's probably a cultural thing more than anything. Mm-hmm. News agents are kind of like community resources in the UK, particularly in villages and small towns. Although the high street has been absolutely hammered over my lifetime by the rise of supermarkets, you still get these little corner stores that just survive on. Yeah, newspaper sales, light groceries, tobacco products, and newsstand. There's a village not very far away from me, which opened up its own, like, it's a community owned newsagents and like grocery store. It's a tiny little thing, and it only opens certain hours of the week. But they're really key to the communities that we have. So it's just a cultural thing. Even as they've faced a lot of challenges, particularly from big chains and the supermarkets, they're, you know, still going.
Again, you may or may not know this, because a lot of this is based on what we're experiencing in America, but do you find, given that they are on newsstands and they are more widely available rather than just, say, in comic book specialty shops and a couple of assorted other places, do people interact with the stories in a different way? And just to frame this up maybe a little bit better, I was actually having a conversation yesterday with somebody about how comics used to sell millions of copies, but also they were more disposable. Like, you would pick it up and, like, stuff it in your back pocket and throw it away. And given that they now cost, you know, $4.99, $5.99 here in America, there's a little bit more of, like, ooh, gotta take it and put it in my bag and board and keep it safe forever.
Yeah, I think so. There are different ways of reading it. So some people will stack them up and read them in a batch. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like watching a soap opera. I don't know if in America you have this, but you watch it every single day and get the latest update of the story, mm-hmm. or at a weekend they do a big omnibus edition. You just watch like 2 or 3 hours of soap opera at once. And it's like that with 2000 AD. You can just stack it all up and just read a whole batch at once, especially if there's a particular story that you like. I think as well, 2000 AD doesn't really go into a lot of the, let's say, specifics of the direct market. So there's not really normally variant covers. There's not really speculation on it. There's just loads of copies of it everywhere. You know, it's not like it's rare. You go into your local shop and it's going to be there to find. Go to a petrol station, it's probably going to be there to find. So I think people do feel they can just pick it up and read it as what they want to, rather than have to feel like it is a special a special pilgrimage have to make every single Wednesday to the store just to get the new issue, then carefully take it back home to read in a safe environment.
Yeah. Do you think you're going to change the strategy at all in America? Are we going to start seeing 2000 AD blind bags, all the variant covers, die cuts, holograms, etc.?
I'd prefer not to.
Me too. I also would prefer not to.
Yeah, I mean, there's always a place for, like, special variant covers. And we do have some thoughts about, you know, special occasions when we might do something a little bit different. But 2000 AD, both the form of it as an anthology as well, and the content of it, I don't think it lends itself to that. Actually, that kind of relentless, as Steve says, that relentless week in, week out schedule means you're constantly getting hit with new material. So if you do just want to treat it as a disposable, and, you know, we have plenty of digital readers, for example, who get it through our app and our web shop. They're in it for the content. And I mean, it's important to note also that the majority of our our readers are direct subscribers. Mm-hmm. So it's a subscription they get from us, and it gets delivered to them direct. We have a bunch of overseas people, that's quite expensive. But certainly in the UK, the majority of our readers are subscribers who stuck with us for a long time. So it's we have lots of different audiences. You know, we've got the UK newsstand, we've got subscribers, we've got the direct market both in the UK and in the US. And that means that you don't want to treat one of those groups differently to the others. Because, you know, readers do notice when someone else is getting something that they're not. So it's kind of important that we treat everybody pretty much the same.
So you won't be translating it into American or anything like that, taking the use out of favorite and whatnot?
No. I think cultural imperialism continues through the use of language. There we go.
This is taking a big step back, and I probably should have said it earlier, but I was definitely wondering when I heard about this, most folks in America right now are sweating it because we absolutely screwed ourselves with tariffs and everything else. I don't want to say we, there's at least one guy who screwed us for sure. But I imagine printing it domestically is a way of getting around that, or are you still hit with the same things because you are a UK company?
Interestingly, no.
Gone. Steve.
Well, you can probably word it better than me, so I'll let you go. But just know that I also know the answer.
You see what I mean about there not being much difference between a brand manager and a marketing manager? It is a way to avoid things like tariffs. If we're printing domestically in the US, then that's not a problem. The main issue has always been shipping. Okay. That's the expensive thing. And you know, we're not talking hundreds of thousands of copies, and so actually the cost of shipping per copy has always been very high. We've been very fortunate that our friends at Diamond UK have been able to include us in the shipment that they would always send of UK titles that they stocked from various publishers over to the US. So it was that ending of Diamond's monopoly. Mm-hmm. And that way of getting books over to the States. It's also worth noting our graphic novels are distributed by Simon & Schuster in the US as well. So, you know, we're available in Barnes & Noble and other book chains are available, I'm sure. So we have always had one foot in the States. This is just putting the weekly 2000 AD into that same kind of mindset of us. Well, you know, it's we don't have to worry about getting it across a massive ocean.
To get into the content a little bit, let's say I am an American reader who has never picked up 2000 AD before. I walk into my comic book store on May 20th. Can I jump right in with that issue? Is there a better place to start? What would you guys suggest?
You'll find it an interesting experience because you're going to jump straight into the stream. As it is flowing very, very fast. So every issue of 2000 AD has five different stories, as I say, and every story is at a different point in its journey every single week. So the very first issue in America will be Prog 2481, and that will start off with a Judge Dredd story right at the front, which it always does. There's always a Judge Dredd story at the start of 2000 AD, and it's the start of a new event storyline. So it's a part one, and it's going to take you straight into a Judge Dredd event, which is called Oubliette, which is basically a big, scary dungeon-type place. Dredd has been locked inside it, and horrors await. And that's literally all you need to really know about it. But we will be putting a preview of like a prelude story that we published a few months ago into the issue as well, so you can scan it using a QR code anyway to read the prelude and the event story at the same time to make sure you're caught up. The other stories will be midstream in various ways. So the other series will be the Brink, Helium, and Silver will be three of the other stories that are in there. And then your final story is what we call a, I can't pronounce this because I can't do my THs, Fargs Thriller. Which is basically a three-part story told over 3 weeks, and that's starting with number one as well. So you'll get two stories starting at number one and three stories at various stages in their development. So you will get the full 2000 AD experience of jumping in the rabbit hole and going, where am I on half of this and getting swept away, hopefully.
Well, guys, this is all great. I'm very excited to check this out when it hits here. Before I let you go, anything else you want to plug? I mean, I'm not 100% sure where this episode is going to go up, but in the intervening time while people are waiting for it to come out, any recommendations, graphic novel, individual issue, something that people should pick up to get primed for 2000 AD?
Yes, lots of options, to be honest. So 2000 AD is hitting its 50th anniversary next year. So 50 years since it was first published, and every single week there's been a new issue coming out. So it's going to be a huge celebration. As we reach up to it, we're publishing a lot of our sort of biggest titles again. So we've just put out the complete Alan Moore collection, because Alan Moore started at 2000 AD. We've also got new collections for all of our biggest range books. So there are new Judge Dredd collections and new Judge Dredd stories. We'd recommend probably something like Judge Dredd, A Better World, as a really good new reader-friendly series. It's about defunding the police and the police not liking that very much, and the various problems that go on when you try that. Brink as well, modern classic, available in paperbacks. There's some behind me here, I think, somewhere. And then I'd also recommend Rogue Trooper, a pretty famous character now because he's going to be the star of his own movie, which is directed by Duncan Jones, and it's got an Iron Barnard as the lead role playing Rogue Trooper, alongside Sean Bean, Hayley Atwell, Matt Berry, Jermaine Clement, Asa Butterfield, Jack Loud, and Dal McCormack. I can go forever. There's loads of people in this film. So keep an eye out for Rogue Trooper. We've just reprinted all of his classic stories and some modern stories, which are written by Garth Ennis. So there's a lot of really great material in there to read through if you want to see what the character's all about.
Yeah, and if you're looking for something that truly exemplifies 2000 AD, I really recommend you get hold of the new series of collections of Nemesis the Warlock that we've been bringing out over the past couple of years, which is Pat Mills and Kev O'Neill. Now, most people will know Kev through either Martial Law, which he did with Pat Mills, or League of Extraordinary Gentlemen that he did with Alan Moore. Nemesis the Warlock is the Kevin O'Neill. It is insane. It is mind-bending. It is rabid and extreme. And it really is one of the best comics you'll ever read. And it will expand your mind. So there's numerous collections of that. You know, other artists on there as well, such as Brian Talbot, which people know from sort of Granville and series like that. So yeah, that's a classic to get your teeth into if you want to understand what 2000 AD is about.
Awesome. Guys, this is all amazing. You've given me lots to read in the next couple of months. Steve, Michael, thank you so much for coming on. Looking forward to 2000 AD coming out weekly here in the United States. More closer to the date. I don't know. How do you describe it? What's the actual phrase?
Close to day and date.
Close to day and date. There we
go. On your shelves every week.
On your shelves every week.
Gentlemen.